This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Venezuelan people have spoken and forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. While visiting Paraguay on Saturday, Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham. He noted that 54 nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's true president.
It's the consensus of 54 nations worldwide that have banded together in recognition that the constitutional authority of the Venezuelan National Assembly and interim President Guaido are proper.
Pompeo later traveled to Peru for meetings with that country's president and foreign minister and a dinner for business leaders. On Sunday, he continues to the Colombian border town of Cúcuta to visit with Venezuelan refugees. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide whom to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking at the IMF meetings in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of members have to decide who to recognize, and that process has not started yet.
It has to be a large majority of the membership actually recognizing diplomatically the authorities that they regard as legitimate. And as soon as that happens, then we move following our membership.
Lagarde said once a decision is made, the IMF stands ready to help Venezuela, which has been struggling with a deep economic crisis that is marked by widespread food and medicine shortages as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country to escape the deteriorating social and economic conditions. This is VOA.